Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You have just tuned in to Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the Turning Point.
Yes.
My name is Elder Charles Lee, and here's my wife with me today, my co-host, Reverend Maureen Lee.
Hey, hey.
And this is the 1001 episode of the Turning Point. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm thinking about when we was like at number 1, 3, and 2 when we first started. What is that? Going on 3, 4 years ago?
2 years.
Huh?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, yeah. That's about 3 years ago. You talking about 2 years ago.
It don't seem that long.
Yeah, we've been in this thing for a minute. We've been in it to win it.
In it to win it, win it.
Amen. We so elated this evening to bring you the subject, Love It or Leave It.
I'm sorry, you missed up yesterday. I went down to the door.
About the 1,000. You speak it.
Yes, sir. I wanted to just let my husband get his shout out for the 1,000 episode yesterday. He was at work.
As usual.
That's all I was saying.
Oh, okay. No, I was listening to it on the way to work. My wife had me muted in while they were talking about the 1,000 episode yesterday, and we was giving all the shout outs to all the different hosts and the different shows. And I wasn't able to participate because I think ours was the last one.
Yeah.
It's the last one, so you know, I just want to give all my, you know, get an accolades to the show hosts and just let them know that everybody's been doing such a great job, you know, on their shows for so long. It's been a while since we've been doing this, but I'm so glad to let you know to know that everybody has on each show been really putting out, you know, it's been a spiritual warfare, but everybody's been standing in. And from what I heard yesterday on my way to work, it was real nice. Way Pastor Toy was introducing people and talking about their shows, and it was just something to listen to. I was just kind of a little sad I had to go to work and I wasn't able to participate, but like I said again, this is the 1001 episode of Purpose Kingdom Network, and our subject again is Love It or Leave It. Now, when God gave me this title for a subject for us to have, He was just letting me know that we're still in this battle. Amen? And, you know, how many of you heard about the quiet before the storm? Everybody looks, and while we're in the quiet, we're still complaining about what we have and what we don't have. And it's a time in our lives now where we gotta really be grateful for everything that we do have. But it's always the quiet before the storm. That's just like you heard about all these storms we've been having recently. You know, these hurricanes and what they call them, tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever notice, it's real quiet before things just break loose.
Yes, it is.
And that's the same thing that we're going through. But, you know, all these years you made it through just, you know, sometime by the skin of your teeth, that was a quiet. But right now we are sitting in the middle of the storm. Amen?
Come on, you're saying it.
But, like I said, now we're in, like, what do they call it, the eye.
The eye.
We're in the eye of the storm.
Yeah.
See, my rendition of this is when God lets the devil see how well that house of love that you have built with your lifetime partner, see if it can stand. Amen. So I mean, what shape is your house in right now? Because the storm that we're going through, it's like, what was it, a four or five point? On the spiritual Richter scale right now,
yes,
four or five points. So, and at this time, how many of you have done repairs from the last storm? How many of you have done repairs from the last storm? All right, your grandson asked me using the phone. So the last storm that we went through, have any of y'all replaced the windows and the doors and, you know, did some repairs on the roof? Because, see, when you leave them windows and doors and everything like that open and broke down, that's when the devil can get in. So if you're on the road for Christ, it's going to be a lot of storms that you're going to go through. And just, you know, it seems like just about the time when you're out of one, another one starts. So we have to stay prepared for these storms. Amen. And like I was saying, how many of you done did any replacement? How many of you did any kind of work on it? Due to the fact that we can't be walking around here with spiritual souls that we haven't done any work on. Because when I speak about that, I'm speaking about, how can I explain? When I'm speaking about that, it's like after you went through a storm, now it's time to buckle down and start getting into some more praying. We have to get in some fasting, fellowshipping.
Yep.
And see, that's how we repair the windows and the doors, because in your life, as long as you live in the building of Christ, you're going to have storms.
You have to have them. So you'll know when he's operating in your life and when he shows up right on time. Because it seems like when you're going through something that you just got to throw your hands up or you ready to walk away, that's when God want to show up and deliver you from a lot of different situations.
And what we're talking about, we always refer that to couples.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're saying, are you going to love it or are you going to leave it?
That's
because,
right.
See, this is when you're tested in these relationships. Right now, we have a lot of people, and I know because we going through it, and we go through it so often that you know, your relationship is really being tested right now because you're having financial troubles. You're having, we'll put it lightly, people having infidelity problems.
Come on.
Your kids are on a rampage. They running rapid. They doing what they want to do, no matter what you taught them. A lot of them are getting very disrespectful, to where you would see them and say, you know, I did all I can do. I don't really understand, but it's something that has to be done. You got to go through it, cause see, if the devil can't get to you, he'll get to your offspring. He'll get to your siblings. But right now, these relationships are being tested on every hand. The devil wants to separate a lot of Christian families, and he's doing some of them. You know, he's doing his job with some of them, but see, those are the ones that aren't diligent. Those are the ones that are seeking wisdom and knowledge. Okay, and we have to do that on a daily basis. You know, and God said, where two or more gather in my name, I'll be there in the midst.
That's right.
Okay, see, we have to really start depending on that now, because we grow strength in numbers. Amen. I know everybody wants to do things by themselves, but when you look up and it's just you and your family, like I tell my wife all the time, and you guys know that a lot of times that's our motto, it's us against the world. And when you get to that point, to where you can say, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord no matter what you're going through. I don't care how rough the storm gets, because you'll find out in this Christian walk of faith, we're going to go through some tough times. But remember, storms never last forever.
Come on.
In the midst of a storm, seek the Lord and run into him for shelter, because he will protect you. Amen. We have to know that, you know, he's a strong tower. Okay, so we have to seek him, but don't think about the bad weather, but instead seek peace through Christ. Meditate on his promises and be strong. And first off, the sun doesn't always have to be out to give the Lord thanks, to continue and praise him. See, we all good during the good times.
Yeah.
Okay, when we doing good and you know.
That's when
you
act like you don't need them because you're doing so good.
Our jobs are going real good and, you know, all our friends are happy. And but you ever notice when you go through stuff, you look around a lot of times and ain't nobody there but you. Like I said, where the friends at?
Come on.
Where the friends at when you was making all this money and living in a big house and driving nice cars?
They were there then.
But now since you down, you know, you look around and it's just you and yours. So see, a lot of times we have to, how does song go, Maureen? Sometimes you have to encourage yourself.
You have to.
You know, because a lot of times, you know, people are going through the same thing you're going through. So it may be an instance where you have to encourage the encourager. Because, you know, me and my wife, we were really, really amazed and shocked when we was listening to TV one day. And you see all these mega churches and these big pastors with these mega churches, they're going through the same things you're going through. Kids being rambunctious on the loose, they're losing loved ones, you know. And I told my wife, I still use the example of T.D. Jakes. Remember, honey, when T.D. Jakes said he had a 13-year-old daughter pregnant? How many of you out there, you know, going through the same thing T.D. Jakes going through? T.D. Jakes has this church that's in a stadium. You know, that's how big it is. But he's a man. So he still goes through the same thing you go through. He's not exempt. But the thing is we just have to hold on. And we're telling you this straight from experience. Holding on sometime ain't fun. You know, because just like Jesus told the devil, said, have you
tried my son Joe?
There you go. Have you tried my son Joe? Now, we like Joe. We in the corner like, you know, oh, wait a minute. You know, what I do. But see, even though that you were standing on that thing of being untouchable, God said, have you tried him? And so what we're going through today is nothing short of what happened back there when they were going through.
Amen.
So you know, we got to really start banding together. And when people call your house and start telling you what they're going through, don't push them off because you don't have the time. You know, and you remember back in the day when you were happy-go-lucky and things was going good, you were praying for them. You know, you would stop on the street and pray with people. Now, most of all, Christians, we need each other.
Yes, yes.
Saints, we got to band together. And that's why I was saying earlier, fasting and fellowshipping.
It's important.
Okay, it's important to build up the body of Christ right now because we are going through so much. Even here in Philadelphia, we're sitting telling a lot of people how so many shootings and killings and, you know, robberies and, you know, God said we in this world, but we're not of this world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to have a lot of stuff go on around us, but God said that, you know, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen? So we need to know that we walk by faith and not by sight. So, see, a lot of things we got going on around us, we can't take in heart like it's meant for us.
Amen.
Okay, we have to live spiritually and not physically. Especially when we're in the spiritual realm where everything is going on so much every day. So if we just really don't get into the spiritual realm and start praying about things, we'll start seeing everything in the physical world. And then that'll start messing with our subconscious and our minds to where, you know, you have that little voice saying, oh, well, look, yeah. He didn't let this happen to you. He didn't let that happen to you. Praying is not going to help. You prayed before.
Amen. Come on.
And then, see, just because God has a delay don't mean that it's a nay. People say, well, I prayed last time and it didn't happen yet. No, God does things in his time and he does things that will work for you. Because sometimes when we ask for stuff, it's not time for it. Amen?
Amen. But that's when people need to really, like, when we go through, you have to look at the circumstances around. If everything is going peachy keen, that's not cool either. So you got to have some turmoil in your life so you know whose side and where the victory comes from. So when a situation come your way, don't give up.
No.
Hold on tight. Don't let go until God bless you. I'm not getting off my knees, Father. I'm not going to stop asking you, Father. I know deliverance is coming. Fix me.
Help is on
Don't
the way.
Fix him, but fix me.
Help is on the way.
And help is on the way.
And like we said a little earlier, Proverbs 18 and 10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteousness run into it and are safe. Amen.
Amen.
And here in Proverbs 46, 1 and 3, God is our refuge and strength, and he an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. It ain't say sometimes we'll see it, and it only works. It says, therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give away and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and form and the mountains quake with their stirring. That verse right there in Psalms is trying to tell you, no matter what you see, that's why I said we walk by faith and not by sight. No matter what you see, it says the mountains quake, the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though the waters roar. Okay, how many situations you got where it looked like you had no way out? No matter what happened, no matter who talked to you, because, you know, sometimes we get spiritually stunned to where so many things happen to us, no matter what somebody say to us, we're not receiving it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and when you're not receiving it, you're not going to act on it, because, see, an action gets a reaction. And if you're going through so much, sometimes you got to pull your head about that storm and look around and let people know that God said he would never leave me nor forsake me. Amen?
You're right.
So, you know, here in Nehemiah 8 and 10, it says, do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes, it is.
Stop worrying. Stop worrying. He already told you that I'll be there for you. And like I told my wife before, you know, we relate this to couples, because if you've been married for a while, I say, you know, 10 years or better, you've seen your share of storms. So, see, it depends on how you approach this storm.
Come on.
Now, you got a lot of younger ones, and like I said, it depends on, really depends on where you are with your walk with Christ. It will tell how you look at this storm. Because if you got time, I call it like if you got time in
Sahara,
you can feel the storm coming and you can see it coming. You know how you got telltale signs of certain things. You say, well, you look outside and say, well, it looks like it's about ready to rain. People say, well, how you know? Say it smells like rain. It's cold. You know, so you know you have to look at certain things, and know. You have to look at certain things and know when things are going to happen. But that's why seasoned Christians, children of Christ, we need to help and guide the new ones that are new to this marriage thing, because that's where the title comes from. You got to love it or leave it. And a lot of them are packing up, getting ready to leave,
mm-hmm.
because they're not used to this. You know, that's why, you know, and I do things, and me and my wife do things subtly. You know, you can't just pounce on somebody, you know, the way they should do us when we was growing up about brimstone and fire and brimstone. You know, if you don't do this, that's going to happen. If you don't do this, that's going to happen. And if you do that, it's not going to happen this way. We have to really start fellowshipping with our new married couples to let them know to let them know it's nothing new under the sun. Let them know it's nothing new under the sun, because every time they're going through something, I can guarantee you one of these seasoned Christians have went through it. So by them going through it, you can elaborate with them and let them know that, you know, if you're having financial trouble, you know, we need to sit down and look at what you're doing with your finances. You know, what are you overspending on, or what are you spending on that you don't really need?
Or did you pay your 10% tithe?
Yeah, well,
did
well,
you give your offer?
Well, no, that's the first. And if they ain't doing that, nothing else gonna go right. See, a lot of people don't realize that you can get by for so long with not giving God his, but at the end of the day, he gonna get it one way or the other. Okay, and I would rather give up that 10% so he can keep me healthy, so I can keep making it. Amen. But like I said, we have to really, really start reaching out to our fellow brothers and sisters in these relationships that are going through. Because we can take a look at it like almost like say like a job. Let's refer to it to your job. And see, when you've been working on a job for a long time, we let storms come your way, and you act like, you know, the world is coming to an end because we've went through so many things on a job. People got 10, 20 years, and when something happens, they react quicker than the people that have just got there. And that's the same way we do in these marriages, because first off, they don't understand what's going on, and it don't affect them as fast as it would affect you. Because we have a thing going on our job right now with Philly One, to where you have the new people that's been there a couple years. They haven't really seen a big drastic drop in their income. So as far as it comes, their income is like, you know, okay, well, I'm missing a couple hundred dollars. But then you have somebody that's been there just about ready to retire. That's like a big drop to them. Like, you know, what's going on? Why is this happening? So that's why, you know, even the ones at the job right now, we talk and tell them, you know, this is what you have to do. This is the person you talk to. Because we can't leave these couples out there in limbo, because they are so ready to just, you know, say, I prayed and I talked, you know, and then, you know, they start looking at the man, you know, why aren't you living up to who you're supposed to be, and you're not where you're supposed to be, making the money you're supposed to be making. But the thing is, we have to let them know that you're not alone. Everybody is going through the same thing. Amen? But we really have to be there for each other right now, because when we look around, this is not just here in Philadelphia. It's not just, you know, on the East Coast. People are going through so much. Because everywhere we go, we got political politicians that we have to pray for. Okay, because right now they are just as lost as we are with the reasons why things are happening in this world today. And we have to really pray for them, because a lot of them really, really don't believe in God. See, once you get so successful in your head to where you think that you don't need nobody, that's when you really, how can I say it, you're really putting yourself away from God to a point to where you figure, I did all this on my own. But see, God has a way of showing you, no, you didn't.
Yes, he did.
Okay, he'll stop you in the midst of wherever you at and say, and let you see stuff start crumbling. And when it start crumbling, you're going to be looking around like, oh, God, you know, I thought that it was like this, and I thought that it was like that. But let me remind you again, you're listening to Purpose Kingdom Network, and this is the 1001 show episode, and this is the Turning Point. If you want to call in, make a comment, ask a question, phone number is 319-527-6091. And, you know, let your family and friends know, if you're listening, give them the number and let them know that the Turning Point is on. Amen?
Yeah.
And here in Deuteronomy, it lets us know The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are everlasting arms. So, I mean, you know, while you're going through what you're going through now, he has you just sitting there rocking in his bosom. But the thing is how are we going to come out of this? Because I'm letting you know, if you stick with God, there's going to be some more storms coming.
Amen.
So when we come out of this one, we gotta start getting ready.
We have
Amen.
To.
We got to start praying. We got to get these kids, because there's so much going on the streets with all these shootings and everything. And as couples, we have to do this. We got to, the men, we got to get down. We got to pray with our wives. We got to get on our knees. Women, we got to stop browbeating them about how bad things are going. And if this had to went this way, it would be like this now. That, you know, it's not time to point fingers now. It's time to really get down and see exactly what the solutions are. You know, because my wife, she'll tell you, one of my favorite sayings is, where do we go from here?
Yep, that was a topic on one of the shows also.
That was one of our first shows,
mm-hmm.
almost 3 years ago. Where do we go from here? See, let's look at how deep we done got in the water. And once you look and see how deep you got in the water, let's look and see where the edges are so we can get out the water. Amen? Because one thing you'll find, people don't drown because they fall in the water. They drown because they stay in the water. So let's not stay in the situations we're in. Let's look for a way out. Okay? And see,
not a run
out,
but a way out.
Yeah, to look for the way out, we have to be calm, and we have to look
around.
You know, where's the close? Which way we go to get to the closest shore? Okay? Because God, he just told you, he's your eternal refuge. Okay? So God is almost like we're at a game. Okay, we had a basketball, football game. God has sat there and gave you, I want to say test, but I want to use a different word. He gave you the mission, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when he gave you the mission, it's almost like a game. He's sitting on the sideline. He's rooting for you,
mm-hmm.
okay? Now, if he see your head going under the water too far, he's going to reach in and get you. But he wants you to do this on your own. That's why he's a God of choices, okay? A lot of people figure, no, all we got to do is just, you know, and then when things start going wrong, now you're looking for outs. Oh. Amen? Come on. Yeah, you know.
I'm feeling
you.
Come on.
You got to look for outs, but God is saying, you know what? You can do this.
Yeah, come on.
I gave you everything you need to complete this. So what you got to do is go back and dig into where you've been praying and where you've been fasting and where you've been studying. And see, God loves it when you give his word back to him. When you give his word back and he said, God, you said you never leave me nor forsake me. You know, you said that you're the Alpha and the Omega, you're the beginning and the end. God, I need you now. Just like that Jay Wentworth commercial. It's, it's my God and I need him now. Okay? So, see, we got to realize that God is a present. He's all present help. So we need to let him know, God, you know what? I know you are a God of choices, but I done went as far as I can go. Now I'm going on your word. Now I need you to pull me. Amen? Because I done went as far as I can go, I'm out of fuel.
Yeah.
And that's what people are looking at right now. They saying, it's been so long since I had a blessing. But see, the blessing that you have right now is you talking that it's been so long since you had a blessing. You're still breathing. God's still waking you up. So I always say, when he wakes you up, that's another chance he's giving you to get it right. Amen? So let's look at the small blessings and let's keep on stroking in that water until we get to where we need to get at, because God is sitting there at the finish line telling you, come on in.
But you know what's funny too? I want y'all to get that time that y'all can sit together as a family if you have children. If you have children, your family, get in that living room. Dissect their minds, what they thinking. Teach them how to pray.
Yeah, find out which one is straight. Because, see, if you don't sit, and I'm talking about even your grown children.
Mm-hmm.
See, people think we talking about school age. We're not talking about school age all the time. No matter how old your kids get, they're still your children. Like, no matter how old you get, you're still God's child. Okay? So you're going to be 70, 90 years old. God still look at you as a baby. So put that time in to where you can sit down and ask them, you know, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
You don't call no more like you used to. And see, I told my wife, I think, you know, we looked at a conference phone, and I told her what I want to start doing with our kids. I don't care how old they get. I want to get them on the line at least once a week, so people can sit down maybe on a Saturday evening or something like that, and get the conference call to where they all can get around and we'll have family prayer. Because he said, what? Where two
or three are gathered. And right now is the time where your family needs to matter. Now is the time when your family needs you more.
Yeah, because they always say it take a village. Okay,
and
so
my family going through just like your family.
Yeah.
Just like your family.
We're not
no different.
We're not exempt. And I tell people, you know what? I've had people ask me, you know, I've asked God what's going on, this and that, and I told him, I said, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But the thing is when you do that, you got to come back with a strong prayer. Once you ask God, God, you know, we've been going through for so long, this been going on, that's been going on, but you have to come back and say, God, you know what? For God I live and
for God I die. Come on.
We have to sit up and let God know, you know what? I see what we're going through, but I see what we have to do to make it through, okay? And be willing to sit up and say, you know what? Sometimes you're going to have to tarry all night long.
Like they used
to. Yeah, sit down and pray and,
lay before the Lord.
If you got to lay prostrate before the Lord 2-3 hours a night, and just like my wife said, God, I'm not going to let you loose till you bless me. And see, sometimes if we can do that, because my wife asked me throughout all the stuff that we're going through on our job, she said, honey, how can you go to work every day smiling and laughing and grinning? I said, you know what? Because sometimes you have to smile before you cry. Sometimes you have to look at it, the situation, how you want it to turn out before it gets there. You know, because a lot of people sit up and you grumble sometimes and you make your life so miserable. That's why when you're always complaining about this and about that. My wife get on me all the time about it. I got to be honest with you. I got to be candid. She get on and she get on the whole family. You know, we got to stop complaining, because you ever been around somebody and it's a friend of yours and all they do is talk negative? They complain all the time. How often and how long do you want to be around that person? It's not a good time when you're around that person, because you just can't wait till you leave or you can't wait till they shut up. So let's don't be one of those people that really turns somebody off when you get around them, to where every time I come here, you need prayer. Every time I come here, you're complaining about what's going on bad in your life. Tell me about some of the good things. Please, tell me about some of the good things that's going on. Amen? But what is it? Another one of my favorite passages right here is Deuteronomy 33:27. Oh, no. That's Psalms, excuse me. Psalms 34:17. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and rescues them from all their troubles. Amen? It says, when the righteous cry out for help, the Lord hears and rescues them from all their troubles. And right now, from what I'm seeing, we all in a lot of trouble. That's what we call it, troubles, situations, trials, you know, whatever you feel you want to call it. But he says that he's going to rescue you from all your troubles. So that don't mean sit back and moan and complain about it. That means stay in your fasting, stay in your praying. Because, see, when God comes and does what he needs to do for you, you want to look like you still been working. Amen? You don't want to sit like, you know, look like you've been sitting down. Maureen?
Yes, honey?
What was you saying about your daughter?
How we go through stuff and situations, too. Mm-hmm. Like, we had one of our daughters here with us today. Christina.
Yes.
Come here, baby. This is our 27 years old daughter right here. Come here, Chrissy. You can talk. You only on the air. Talk. Act like you're talking to your boo-boo. Just talk.
It is a boo-boo, Chrissy.
Where's this? What you do when your storms come?
She so. Go ahead, Daddy said cola. What you do when your song comes? That's what you do. You hear? She's a mom, but you know I don't. But she, if she on the phone, she's talking and whispering. But she said, I pray. She's so crazy. And she 20, she'll be 28.
She said you put on the spot.
Yes.
You put on the spot. You know we like doing that.
Yes, all the time.
Put on the spot.
That's when you get the good answers, when you're on the spot. Y'all, but that's the one, that's Tony, Sahara, and Aaron's mom. But her kids, they watch us. They mimic what we do. So if we say we have a headache, Aaron to come, grandma, where the oil? She be ready to lay hands.
Yeah, she ready to anoint you.
She ready to anoint you. Tony, he can pray. Sahara feeds behind Tony. But you got to train them up. When the storm come their way, they got to pray. When the storm come their way, they got to stay focused. When the storm come their way, they don't just jump out the boat. They stay on that boat until God stops the waves.
Amen. And like I was telling you guys before, God has been dealing with me and my wife on this a lot. And I look at some of my friends and some of my, you know, fellow co-workers and fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. He's saying a lot of us, or a lot of you are looking at the glass as being half empty and not half full. And we put this to, like, if you have a car, say you have a car and it's on a full tank, Maureen, and you've been driving your car all day long. You started out on your car on full tank, right?
Yeah, come on.
But now you're on a half a tank. So people start to panic and say, you know, I can't let it go below a half a tank. But let's say if you're on empty and you go to the gas station and all you got enough money to fill up your car to a half a tank. Don't the half a tank look different?
Yes, it do.
It looked different from when you drove it down to a half a tank to all you had was enough money to put it in to go to a half a tank. So the half a tank almost looked like a full tank to you.
Yeah.
So see, that's how we got to start looking at our situations. You know, is the glass half full or half empty? When God does something in your life, that glass is half full, okay? And you want it to be half full, so anything else he has to bring in your life, you got room for it. Amen?
You need to say that one more time.
Well, like I said, the glass,
I want him to get that.
The glass is half full or half empty. And like I was telling you, we match it up to like a car. If you drive a car down to a half a tank, you get panicky. And you say, oh, all I got is a half a tank left. But if you have nothing but enough money to go to the gas station to put enough money in there to fill it up to a half a tank, that half a tank take on a whole different aspect. Now that half a tank can do what you need to do because you're not panicking and say, I got to go past a half a tank. And God is doing that in our lives now. God is coming up and he's showing you that your glass is not half empty, it's half full.
Come on.
So see, when situations come in your life, be thankful. In other words, what I'm saying, be thankful for what you got. Stop trying to add to that glass. Amen? Because God gave you a half a glass, and he wants you to be thankful for what you got. Because I know a lot of us, and when we tell you this, we're talking from experience. A lot of us will look at a situation and say, we could have had more. Only if we had more. But if you look at a lot of people around you, half the people around you don't even have a glass to fill. Amen. They sitting there, and the Bible already tells you never worry about what you ought to eat or drink, because your Father in heaven is going to supply all that. So we sit up and worry about this, we sit up and worry about that. But you know what? That's the human part of us. That's why we have to pray. See, a lot of people forget. We have to pray in that aspect because we forget that God is all-knowing, all-seeing. So when it's time for us to look at a situation better than we looked at it last time, like I was telling you earlier about the seasoned children of God, we look at things different from people that just became Christians and just accepted Christ in their life because they haven't went through nothing. So when we go through something, we look at it just a little bit different because we start preparing for it. You know, we say, oh, we did this before. We went through this. But see, we're not going to let it happen no more to where you run out of food, you run out of this, you run out of that. So it's hard to say, but we have to really get on our P's and Q's to where we won't let things overtake us. Amen. And Isaiah 43:1-3 says, "Do not fear, for I have redeemed you." God is saying, "I already did what I need to do in you. So where's the fear coming from?" Amen. And then he says, "I have called you by name." God is telling you that I know, and you know, and I'm calling you personally. I called you by name. You are mine. And see, that's what I want to hear. That's what gives me my security, to know he says, "I call you by name and you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you." Okay, we got the situations we're looking at, but God's telling you, I'm right there. Nobody told you on the sideline cheering. You ain't going through this by yourself. When you walk through the fire, you shall not get burnt, and the flame shall not consume you. That sounds like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, don't it? Said you will walk through the fire and you will not get burnt. See, God is still doing these same miracles that he used to do back then. How you had these people getting out of these fires that look like it should have consumed everybody? Amen. That ain't nothing but God. But he says, "Through the fire you shall not be burnt, and the flame shall not consume you, for I am the Lord, you God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." That's why we have to let people know he's our personal Savior. I ain't talking about the rest of Philadelphia. He's my personal Savior. Okay, I got to take this thing personally. That's how we get through these situations we're in,
mm-hmm.
because we have a personal relationship with God.
But you know what's funny? Married couples, you know, I'm going to get on y'all a little bit. Sometimes when your relationships start to get rocky, and the first thing a woman prays, straighten them out. Get them, God. No, God's going to deal with you first. He's going to deal with you first. And when the man see that change in you, trust and believe, he straightens up.
Amen.
They said the powers of a praying wife or a praying mother or a praying grandmother. You got to remember who you are and who you serve and who you belong.
They ain't say fussing. They say
praying.
So, see, I know growing up I had a praying grandmama. Laura Bradley was a prayer. Believe me. And we want to give a shout-out to our, you know, church tomorrow. If you guys get up tomorrow and don't have a sanctuary or a church to go to, we just ask that you try Bethel Deliverance Ministries. It's located at 4700 Wissahickon Avenue, Building N, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19144, where the pastor is who?
Martin!
And Greg Martin. Services start at 10 o'clock, and Sunday school is at 9. Now, we know we covered a lot of things tonight, amen, so far, but we just want you, if there's only one thing we want you to remember, is in the title, Love It or Leave It, we're just saying that it's almost like, that. What's the word that people say, fight or flight?
Mm-hmm.
We want you to accept Christ tonight as your personal Savior. If he's not in your life, accept him tonight as your personal Savior. And after you do that, because we know that he didn't have to, but he did, went to the cross to die for all our sins. And we just want to thank him. And the way we do that is just believe in his word and believe in him and believe that he's your Lord and Savior, your only Lord and Savior. You should have no other one before him. And once you do that, you accept him in your heart as your Lord and Savior, then tell somebody. Let them know that, you know, I accepted Christ. You know, I'm a born-again Christian, and now life begins from here. And then after that, we want you to get into a preaching, teaching church, amen, where you can further the knowledge that you will receive, because we want you to get somewhere where you can learn, amen. We don't want you to get in a stagnant church. A lot of people go to stagnant churches, and they're not being taught. So if you notice, a year or two, they done faded away. But we want you to get in a preaching, teaching church that can give you the revelation and the further your knowledge and who Christ really is. Amen. What he did for you so you can come and be saved. Amen.
Yeah, because like I told you, I have like my grandkids, Michael, Bernadette Peters. Come here. When your storms come your way, what y'all do?
Right.
Bernadette.
I pray.
I can't hear you, Michael.
You already told you. You pray.
I pray.
I couldn't hear. I want them to hear. You pray? What you pray for? What you ask God how you pray?
That everything be cool.
That's right. How about you, Bernadette Peters? She going to try like she shy, the biggest mouth in Atlanta. Let's go. I can't hear you. You got to stay over here. They can't see you. They can only hear you. What'd you say?
So I just had faith.
Oh, see, she talking about her faith. That's her faith wall.
Amen. And Luke 12:25-26 said, who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, then why do you worry about just rest?
If you can't change it, you know.
Worrying doesn't add to your life.
But it sure take away from it.
Say that again.
Any announcements?
And at this time, do we have any announcements, Rob or Pastor Toy? Hello? Do we have any announcements now? Amen.
I guess not.
Amen. But we just, you know, on this time, we just want you to draw closer to the Lord with prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why this is what we was harping on. We was harping on all night long about draw closer with prayer and know that his presence is near. Be still. God will comfort you and provide for you.
Yes, he will.
You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So we have to know that God is a present help. Amen. It may look bad right now. It may look like, you know, the storm is about ready to overtake you. It may look like the storm is about ready to overtake you. But we have to know that. You ever see how a storm builds up when it first starts? It may be a category 5 or 4, but by the time it gets to the children of God, it's like a 1 or it didn't dissipate it. Because he wanted you to know that I was just standing there waiting to hear from you. We can't sit back and think that God is going to take care of situations. The reason he's a God of choice is because it's our choice to call on him. Amen. It's our choice to ask him, God, we need you. God, we're waiting to hear from you. And even that, I you know, growing up as a young minister, when I hear people saying, we waiting to hear from you, why are you waiting to hear from him? I still want you to be moving. I want you to be doing something, going in direction. And then you got to ask him for direction, going in the direction that he wants you to go in, instead of just sitting there waiting to hear. Because ever since I was young, I hear people say that, God, I'm waiting to hear from you.
But you know what? That's where it come at, order my steps. That's why I always tell people you need to ask God for permission to do anything in this world. You need his permission. If you want it to be blessed and you want things to go your way and you want situations and doors to open that no man can shut, you got to ask God for his permission.
Philippians says, do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With what? Be thankful. With thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Let your request be known. And I really think some people should write this down tonight, because I look at this verse right here all the time and it tells you a lot. It's Philippians 4:6.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Do not worry about anything. He didn't say worry about some of the things that you think you can't handle. I worry about some of the things that come all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He says, do not worry about anything, but in
everything,
prayer and supplication.
Come on.
With thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. So see, God is just sitting there, he's like we just said, he's waiting to hear from you. He wants to know how you feel about this situation, what's going on, what do you need?
Yeah.
Amen. We had
any announcements?
Praise the Lord. We bless God. We bless God. We were having technical difficulties on this side, but we bless God for the word that is going forth this evening. Like they said, either love it or leave it. I like that thing right there. Either you're going to stick with it or you're going to let it go. But in these last days, ain't nobody got time to be playing, especially when it comes to your personal walk. Because, see, we do what we do, not about your church membership. I'm going to be honest with you. I really don't care if you have a church membership. But what I care about is that you have a personal relationship. Because there's a whole lot of folk with a church membership that when they close their eyes and judgment day comes, they're going to bust tail wide open because they had a membership but no relationship. Either you're going to love him or you're going to leave him. We thank God for the word that has gone forth. As I said, we praise him for Elder and Reverend Lee and just the dedication and love they show forth in bringing their ministry, the turning point. We want to encourage you out there that were listening in this evening to please join us tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. We will be broadcasting live right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We ask you to join in and just allow God to move on your behalf. Amen. You can follow us on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, to pray with you, as well as pray for you. Please know that we love you with the love of Christ. Elder and Reverend, wonderful words of encouragement, wonderful words of teaching, wonderful words of truth. The ministry is back in your hands.
Thank you, Chappie.
Thank you, Pastor Tori.
You are so welcome.
I was telling my wife I want to read Philippians 4 and 6 again because it is such, I mean, even if you haven't looked it up yet, just write down Philippians. Write down Philippians 4 and 6. Because it has such a strong meaning. So I'm going to read this all the way again to the end. It says, do not worry about anything. This verse right here in Philippians is so specific. It's specific. It didn't say...
Go ahead, baby. Say it again.
It says, do not worry about anything.
Money?
Anything. No, it didn't
my
say...
My job?
No, it didn't say worry about your car note. It didn't say worry about...
Bills?
No, it says...
How about my neighbor?
Any. Not one. Not your rent. It says, do not worry about anything. See, this is the word of God. See, y'all don't get mad with me, but you can't get mad with this. Amen? Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. It's telling you to be thankful now. So, you know, if you ain't worrying and you ain't, you know, you have to pray about everything, it says, while you're going through, give thanks. Let your request. See, if you, you know, it said closed mouth don't get fed.
Come on.
Amen. So let your request be known to God. And they say let it be known to the person on your job that you talk to, tell all your business, because sometimes we talk too much. Amen. They can't change nothing.
Nope.
So see, that's why they tell you have to go back to your father and ask and let him know what's going on, because he's not going back to nobody and talk about you. Amen. Sometimes people use your weaknesses against you.
Come on.
They use your situation against you. Amen. But it says, let your request be known to God, and the peace of God will surpass all understanding. See, he will do things to you and for you that people ain't going to understand.
Come on.
You're going to be like, I don't know. When they fell down in that hole or where all that shooting was going on, They didn't get touched by no bullets. He didn't break nothing.
And you know what? And this word today is not just for you. It's for us.
Yes, it
because
is.
Now it just let me know. Don't worry about my husband's being money's being short. He said, don't worry about anything. I got you. I got your nine. He got me. No matter what the situation may be, he got us.
Got you six, honey.
I got you six.
He's military now. He got you six.
Oh, I'm military. He got my six.
And see, the reason I don't usually correct my wife on the radio, but the reason I say that because if you're standing at the 12, what number's behind you? Six. I got you six. So see, that's what we need to be telling our fellow Christian brothers and sisters and the couples. I got you six. Don't even worry about it. Because, see, when you got somebody that really got your six, you can do what you need to do without even turning around. So, see, you can run faster running forward than running forward and looking behind you. Amen?
Amen.
But let's finish this up. It said, and the peace of God which surpasses all, not some, all understandings will guard your hearts. Remember we was talking about the way these people try to get in your head now?
Yeah.
It will guard your hearts and your minds. In Christ Jesus, okay? So, see, God already telling you, full armor. That's all this is saying. Put on the full armor of God. You got that breastplate that's going to guard your heart, and you got that helmet that's going to guard your mind.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
So, see, if you go into battle with the full armor of God on, you can't lose. And what's that saying they say on TV, honey? I can't lose with the stuff I use. Amen? So see, I'm always use what I know. See, and it's better to use what you know because it comes so easy.
Because you know what my best part is, babe? When you know that you know that you know. And I tell everybody, people ask us all the time. They think, what they know. Somebody told me something yesterday.
What did they?
They said, well, I'm gonna be honest with you, sis. I was like, what? You do too much for your kids. But if you see your children going through something and they hurting, you're supposed to be there for them.
But see, people don't understand. When you are a spiritual parent, couple, when you see your kids going through something, it does something to you. Okay? That's like you going through. You may not be going through what they're going through at the time, but you're going through. So see, I don't care if your kids 40, 50, 60, they're going to always need you to a point. They're going to need you to a certain extent. Sometimes you're going to have to step in and give a word of encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
You might have to give a couple dollars. But you know what? You have to look beyond all that and count it all joy.
Yeah. Because it's funny when I see other family, other nationalities can live in one home without turmoil. But as soon as a black family try to do it, you get the outside people all in your business.
Amen.
I'm going to do exactly what my father tell me. I'm going to keep building them up until they can learn. I'm okay. I can do this. My mom taught me how to pray. My dad taught me how to pray. I'm going to pray my way through this. And we're going to pray our way as a family. Because my Bible says a family that prays together stays together, and a family that encourages each other can do all things but
that. Through Christ, amen.
Because long as Christ in the middle, nobody else got to be around the side.
And see the one story I told my wife that I really love, you remember when Christ is in the belly of the boat and the storm came and the ship started moving from side to side? What did the disciples say, Maureen?
Master, how can you sleep?
Yeah, they woke him up. They said, Master, how can you sleep? And this is the same way he's doing in your situations. Psalms 107, 28-31 says, yet when they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, the Lord brought them out of their distress. He calmed the storm and his waves quieted down. So they rejoiced that the waves become quiet, and he led them to their desired havens. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his gracious love and his awesome deed on behalf of mankind. And Matthew 8:6 summed it up. He replied, you of little faith, why are you so afraid?
Come on.
Then he got up and rebuked the winds. Now this my father. This man, he got up, told the winds, chill out, cause they scared.
I don't got time for you to make.
He said, I'm down here trying to take me a nap, and y'all come and disturb me. Chill out.
Yes, I got you.
He got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. Just on a word. So if he can do that to a storm, what do you think he going to do to you? He going to do for you. Amen? So see, know that God, I mean, all he does is speak out his mouth, and he'll stop all your trials. But see, we have to be in a place where we're supposed to be at, doing what we're supposed to be doing, praying like we're supposed to be praying, and giving God his glory, because he is there for us, but we have to be in motion. See, God hits a moving target. You can't stand still and grow grass and get dirt and get cobwebs around you and expect God to come into your life and just smooth everything out. It don't work like that. Amen. Like I said, I'm telling you again, this was Purpose Kingdom Network tonight, and you just heard the turning point. Love it or leave it. It's no in between. You're either hot or you're cold.
You got to call God at his word.
Amen.
Well, you don't have to. But guess what? Time is running out. Time is not standing still for you to decide what you want to do. Either you want all the blessings that God has promised or you don't. But I don't know about you. I want whatever my father promised me. Because as a me and my household,
we're going to serve the Lord.
We shall.
No matter what it look like. Because, again, this is the turning point. My name is Elder Charles Lee, and we walk by faith
and not by sight.
This is the turning point signing off on this 1,001 episode. And we're telling you again, we don't know if it's going to be two, but
I
love
think
it
so. Or leave
or
it.
Or leave it. Amen.
Woo!
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Step one or two down, I will not lose.
He saved me.